from Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is John Siemens, VK3JLS from the National Inwards QSL Bureau. I'm directing this important message to all the VK4 amateurs and the VK4 affiliated radio clubs who may have missed it in last week's WIA national news. So, to the Q News listeners, listen up. For personal reasons, the VK4 QSL manager has recently resigned, and we are now left with no VK4 QSL manager to receive and distribute the VK4 QSL cards. The National Bureau currently is holding some 3,000 cards for VK4, but we have no one to send them to. I'm calling for any amateur or radio club in VK4 who is willing to undertake this WIA volunteer position to help out your fellow VK4 amateurs who are patiently waiting to receive their Bureau QSL cards that are stuck in VK3 land. We currently have a number of states and territories where the sorting and distribution is undertaken within radio clubs, and this may be a great option to help ease the workload within your state. If anyone is interested in helping out their fellow amateurs, please contact me via vk3jls at wia.org.au for any further details or any questions you may have.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP, VK2JI. Q News can be heard every weekend worldwide via the internet podcast. Simply search for Q News in your favourite podcatcher app or online.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Last week was a brain fade as I prepared this segment, and I introduced it as if it was for this week. Thankfully, our ever-vigilant news editor was on the ball and managed to not only detect my error, but also tidy up the mistakes as well. Thank you, Graham. One of the things about amateur radio is that it has a history of repurposing equipment as well as restoring old gear. We have a mixture of gear working the airwaves from the fully thermionic to the fully software-defined radios. However, we see in the Western countries in particular the demise of the repair industry for consumer-level electronics, and along with that, the repairman has gone much of the sources of spare parts for older gear. Although it was always technically illegal for the appliance operating citizens band user to even take the covers off rigs, we should perhaps be thankful that many have moved on from the era of the golden screwdriver to become competent at fault finding and repair and modification. I raise this from time to time as I see plaintive posts from people seeking help in rectifying problems with brand name radios, where there is no longer suitable repair facilities nearby or even within this country. The solution is for referrals to go by word of mouth to get service for equipment, which is built to a level far beyond the competency of the average amateur to diagnose and repair. We now live in a world where many a backyard repairman has become this hobby's benefactor. This takes me to another point of interest, and that is the second-hand market, where vintage and veteran gear seems often to attract a premium price, at least in the mind of the seller, that the time since manufacture multiplies its worth regardless of numbers made or cosmetic condition and functionality. Some of the public sites are the worst of offenders in this regard, and the profiteering is really obvious to the old hands and a trap for the newbie. From what I have seen, CB equipment is often the worst items to purchase from these online sellers. In the run-up to the summer gift-giving, if you're in the market for getting radio gear, particularly from the second-hand market, I suggest that you check with your local radio club, as many clubs dispose of gear for members and silent keys. You will normally find that the gear has been checked for functionality, and it is priced at a fair price for both the seller and the buyer. If you're looking for new equipment, you may have left your run too late with many disruptions and delays in supply to retailers. And now to finish. I received my latest amateur radio magazine during the week, and an important notice is included on the back of the address label page. Nominations have been called for the WIA board, and I ask that people who feel that they can offer assistance in this office complete the nomination paper. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.